Well, good morning, everyone. If you haven't met me before, my name's Steve McKenzie. I'm one of the pastors here, and I'm going to be looking at our third passage for this morning, reflecting on Good Friday and Jesus' sacrifice for us. Now, you'll find that inside in the middle of the handouts in this red box here. So that's from 1 John. Now, the other day, I was driving up to Sydney, and I was listening to the radio, and they had a segment on the radio about relationship difficulties. And this lady rang up, and she was talking about her struggle to forgive her husband. Before she was married, she'd saved up a lot of money, her life savings, so she went into the marriage with all this money, and her husband, when they got married, he wanted to start his own business. So he asked her for her money to fund this business. Now you can see what is going to happen, can't you? After a few years, the business started going downhill. But he refused to give up on it. And he just kept on driving it into the ground until she didn't even have a dollar left. And the expert who was brought in for this segment on the radio asked this lady whether her husband was sorry for what he had done. And he wasn't initially, but after a while he did start to admit that what he did was foolish and wrong, and it ruined her financially. And the fact that he was sorry enabled her to forgive her husband. And I think that's something that a lot of us would have experienced firsthand, isn't it? That it's much easier to forgive people when they're sorry for what they've done. And it's much harder to forgive someone or some would say it's even impossible to forgive someone if they're not sorry, if they refuse to admit that they've done the wrong thing. Well, the passage that we're looking at today highlights that for us. But it's not about whether we're sorry to other people for what we've done wrong. It's about whether we're sorry to God for what we've done wrong. Let's have a look at this passage, 1 John chapter 1, starting from verse 5. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Now, as we think about this part of the Bible on Good Friday, one verse which might jump out at us immediately is verse 7, which says that the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. That's why Good Friday is so good. But we can't just say, oh, well, it's great that the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin. It's great that we can be forgiven. That's just the message of Easter. Let's go home. Because we need to have a look at the first half of verse 7. We're only purified of our sin if we walk in the light, just as God is in the light. If we don't, then verse 6 says that we're liars. But we need to ask the next question, which is, what does it mean to walk in the light? Does it mean that we need to do good things? That if we do enough good things, then that'll be walking in the light, that'll be bringing light to the world, and God will just ignore or overlook all the bad things? Well, that's not really what it's about, is it? God doesn't weigh up the good things in our lives against the bad things. And if the good things outweigh the bad, then he just overlooks that stuff. Now, the Bible says that God gets rid of those bad things, that he purifies us from those bad things. Walking in the light means that we let the light shine on every area of our lives, even the areas of our lives that we would rather keep hidden. Now, one thing which never ceases to amaze me is the amount of filth which can accumulate under a fridge. Our fridge at home, it's just got a little gap under it and it's dark. You can't really see anything. You can't see what's going on under there. You just think, oh, you're just completely ignorant of it. But over summer, we moved house. And when we moved the fridge out of the way, I just couldn't believe how disgusting it was. There was black sticky stuff. There was yellow sticky stuff. There was moldy food scraps. There were a whole heap of dead cockroaches. It was just disgusting. I couldn't believe that I'd been living with this stuff in my kitchen. It wasn't until we moved the fridge out of the way that we could actually let the light in that area and see what was wrong with that spot, see the filth in there. Before we moved the fridge, all you could see was this little dark gap. But when you let the light in, it exposes what's there, doesn't it? And that's what this passage is talking about. We need to let the light shine on every area of our lives. We need to walk in the light. Even areas that we don't want people to see, that we don't want to see. We need to let the light shine on those areas and expose them. And when it does that, we need to be honest with ourselves about what we see, and we need to be honest with God about what we see. Let's have a look at verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. We're not being honest, and the truth is not in us. Or verse 10. If we claim we have not sinned, that we haven't done the wrong thing, then we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. But the verse I want us to finish with today is verse 9. Now, many of us will know this verse because it's a verse we often read at church, because it's really central to the good news about Jesus. Have a look at this verse, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we let the light shine on every area of our lives and we're honest with ourselves and we're honest with God about what we see and we confess those things to him, then we will be forgiven. We'll be purified from all our sins. And we will celebrate Good Friday as being a good day when we receive fellowship and friendship with God and with each other. And we can know the thankfulness that comes from living in the light and living in the truth and living in God's amazing love for us. Now, I know that it's not easy to confess our sins to God. There's something in us as human beings which just doesn't want to do it. But we need to get these weights off our chest. And we know that when we do that, how good that feels. When people confess their sin to God and ask for his forgiveness, I've never known anyone to regret that. On the screen, we're going to have a prayer which will come up. And I'll give you a few moments to have a look at that prayer. This is a prayer of confession. And I'd like you, as you're looking at this prayer, to think about how this applies to you. And after that, I'll invite you to say this prayer with me. Well, can I ask you to confess your sins to God by joining with me in these words? Heavenly Father, you have loved us with an everlasting love, but we have often gone our own way and rejected your will for our lives. We are sorry for our sins and turn away from them. For the sake of your Son who died for us, forgive us, cleanse us, and change us. by your Holy Spirit, enable us to live for you and to please you in every way, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, if that is your prayer, then God will hear it, and he will forgive you, and he will cleanse you, and he will change you. And you can live in his light and love.